National Broadcasting Company presents, transcribed from Hollywood, The Magnificent Montague, starring Monty Woolley. It was not too long ago that Edwin Montague, the magnificent Montague of Shakespearean theater fame, would have preferred death rather than sink artistically into the depths of radio or the movies. Today, he is involved in both. He is Uncle Goodhart, star of an afternoon radio program, and now we find him in Hollywood, lured here by Empire Pictures to star in Shakespeare's immortal tragedy, Macbeth. The Montagues, Edwin, his wife, and former leading lady, Lily Boehm, and Agnes the maid, have sublet a small bungalow in Beverly Hills. It is 7 o'clock of the morning. Edwin is due at Empire Studios. Agnes and Lily are up and around waiting for His Majesty to arrive.
Hooray for Hollywood! Ha, 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 Hollywood!
Agnes! Agnes, where are you?
Coming, honey. I was just out getting a little tan. Ah, this is the life, laying out there on the patio.
That's patio.
Oh.
Agnes, isn't California wonderful? After living our entire lives in an apartment in New York.
Yeah.
Oh, the air. Imagine me up at 6:30 in the morning and feeling human.
This is it, kid. Is the magnificent monster up yet?
He has to report the studio at 8. Agnes, you'd better change. You can't serve breakfast in those shorts and bandana top.
Are you kidding? I ain't getting out of these until we hit Times Square again. Oh, beat me, sunshine, eh, to the bar.
But, Agnes, you can't walk around the house that way.
Look, honey, did you get a load of how the dames go around out here? Compared to them, this is a ski suit.
Agnes, you know how conservative Edwin is. Now, you can't serve him breakfast in that.
Why not? What's wrong with shooting him a little thrill with his Wheaties? Hooray for Hollywood.
Agnes, now you get breakfast ready and I'll get Edwin up. Oh, everything would be so wonderful about Hollywood if only Edwin didn't hate it so.
That miserable grouch. He wouldn't be happy in the Garden of Eden. He'd complain because his fig leaf didn't have a belt in the back.
Now, get his breakfast, and I'll wake him up.
Okay, baby. Hooray for Hollywood. Hey, 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 hey.
Edwin. 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 Time to get up and go to the studio. Edwin.
Huh? Where am I?
Edwin, wake up.
Oh, Lily, it's you. What a horrible night.
Oh, now, darling.
Oh, what a nightmare. I dreamt I was in Haiti.
Oh, now, now, Edwin, you're in your own little bungalow in Hollywood.
Hollywood. The dream was true.
Edwin, you have to be at the motion picture studio at 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. Ah, now I know how they get away with those moving pictures. They make them in the middle of the night so the authorities can't tell what they're doing.
Oh, Edwin, they have to start early. They have to make tests, makeup, story conferences.
Oh, how low can a man sink? Edwin Montague in the movies. It's like asking Professor Einstein to do the Charleston.
Edwin, but it's not just another movie. It's Shakespeare's Macbeth. Oh, come on, get dressed. Agnes has your breakfast ready.
Got him up, huh?
Well, Agnes, doesn't Edwin look wonderful in his sports shirt?
Good morning, Agnes.
Good morning, Bing.
Oh, no, Lily. Get her to put something on.
Well, that's her sunsuit.
Some stuff, eh, Buster?
Oh, oh, oh.
Agnes, is this your way of beating the high price of food by running around spoiling people's appetites?
How do you think you look with that sport shirt and beard? Looks like the stuffing coming out of a love seat.
Now, please.
Lily, have pity. Must the first thing that greets my eyes in the morning be a middle-aged delinquent running around in polka dot diapers?
Oh, now, Edwin, women out here show their legs.
Not those legs. Like waking up in the middle of an ostrich farm.
Ooh,
Ooh, I hope he gets to be a big movie star. I want to be there when they bury him in cement in front of Grauman's Chinese.
Edwin, you'll be late at the studio. Agnes, start serving.
Okay.
Oh, this is charming. Watching her prance back and forth in that outfit, it's like having breakfast on the runway of a burlesque house.
Edwin, she's just trying to get a tan. That's why she's got that suntan lotion on.
So that's what it is. She looks like something that was left for the cat in a sardine can.
Edwin, will you please relax?
Here's your coffee, Ronald.
Thank you, Hedy. Coffee.
Oh, Edwin, something wrong with the coffee?
Lily, we're rich. I think Agnes struck oil in the kitchen.
Oh, now, Edwin.
Lily, Agnes is supposed to be our maid. She can't keep house. She can't cook. She can't even make coffee.
Isn't my sparkling personality enough?
Lily, let's try out our barbecue pit. Agnes is all greased and ready.
Edwin, you'll be late. You have to leave for Empire Studios.
Lily, you better come along. I'll never find it.
Oh, nonsense,
Edwin. Every street looks the same out here. The same stucco bungalows and those trees that all look like they needed haircuts.
Well, those are palm trees, Edwin. You can walk there. The studio sent instructions.
Lily, come along. I got lost 6 times yesterday. No taxis, no elevators. Yesterday, I got on a bus to go to the radio station and spent the afternoon on it just seeing movie stars' homes.
Oh, Edwin, it's so simple.
Not for me. I have to remember that they have no subways here. I keep walking down into people's basements.
Now, here are the instructions from the studio. Listen.
Go ahead.
You go 2 blocks till you get to Cahuenga.
What?
Cahuenga. That's a boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
Then you go south to Alta Vista until you reach Los Feliz Boulevard. Left on Los Feliz till you get to Graciosa Drive. Then 2 blocks as you pass Estrada Street, El Centro, Fagarioa, San Benito, Loma Vista, Puerto Alco, until you get to 8th Street.
8th Street?
Yes.
Well, what a quaint name for a street. Go on.
Now, stay on 8th till you get to Sepulveda. Sepulveda to San Marino, San Marino to Pico, and there you are.
Lily, I had these instructions yesterday, and I couldn't find the place. San Marino, Loma Vista, Vista Loma, Santa Pico. Oh, what such streets.
Well, couldn't you ask a policeman to help you?
I did. I asked a policeman, but he couldn't help me. He only spoke English.
Okay, I'm all dressed. Let's go.
Let's go? Where are you going? And why haven't you left months ago?
I'm going to the studio with you.
Oh, no.
Edwin, I promised Agnes she could go with you. She wants to see the stars.
I got my autograph book, my smelling salts. I'm ready for action. Hooray for Hollywood.
Quiet. Lily, what are you doing to me? First you dressed me up in this outfit. Now you've chained Agnes to me. At least give me an organ to grind so we can pick up a few pennies.
Edwin, Agnes won't be any trouble.
You heard her, Buster. She says I'm going and I'm going.
My dear Agnes, I assure you, once the people at the studio see you, Lassie is through.
Edwin, you'll be late. Agnes is going.
All right, put her on the leash. Let's go.
You sure you have the directions?
Yes, I sewed them inside my sport jacket. Goodbye, Lily. If you never see me again, you will know the state demanded that I pay the price for hurling Agnes into the La Brea tar pits.
Hurry up, lover boy.
Goodbye, Edwin. Bye, Agnes.
So long, honey. I'll take good care of Junior.
Now, let's see. We go south on Cahuenga to Los Feliz, then pass Graciosa Drive, Alta Vista, Vista Loma, El Centro, and Figueroa. Is that right, Agnes?
Si, senor.
Let's go.
Edwin and Agnes have been walking for an hour, carefully following the instructions to the studio. They have now passed the same Nutburger stand for the 4th time.
I told you we should have turned left on Loma Vista.
We did. We went wrong on Los Feliz. You had to chase that woman with your autograph book for 3 blocks I told you she wasn't Bessie Love.
How about that half hour you wasted with those kids?
Now, Agnes, I couldn't be rude to the little tykes. They wanted my autograph.
Till they found out you weren't Gabby Hayes.
This isn't getting us to the Empire Studios. Oh, if that infernal sun would only stop beating down on me. Oh, when I think of those lucky people back in New York up to their knees in that wonderful, cool slush.
Let's ask somebody.
Ask somebody. Ask somebody. We've asked every person we've met. They either have just got into town themselves, or they try and send you a tip sheet for Santa Anita.
Why don't we circle back to Los Feliz Street?
Not again. If I spend any more time on Los Feliz, I'll be eligible to vote there.
Maybe if we keep walking. Hey, look, here comes the cab. Yell.
Oh, it's no use. They never stop out here. Taxi! 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 I told you.
Let me try. Hey, you big jerk! Come on, he stopped.
Where to, folks? Get in, Agnes, before he changes his mind.
He does, and he gets a rock through the windshield.
Oh, good to sit down.
Well, where'll it be, folks?
Driver, do you know where the Empire Motion Picture Company hides its studios?
Empire, yeah, let's see. That's in the valley, isn't it?
Now, judging from the few pictures I've seen of theirs, I would say yes. Death Valley.
Hey, Barney Oldfield, let's go, huh? We got instructions.
According to the instructions, we should wind up around Pico and Sepulveda.
Sepulveda. Sepulveda. Gotta learn those names if you want to get around out here. All French, you know. Local joke.
Look, driver, I have to get to Empire Studios.
Well, I'll get you there, folks. You just sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. You, folks from the East?
Yeah, Manhattan, New York.
Well, you're in God's country now.
I know.
I don't know what all that shouting is about New York. I was there once. Not a bad little place, but nothing to do at night. Give me a town that has some action, like out here. There's always something to do. If a man wants to bowl, he can bowl.
Good.
Not like some towns, when the sun goes down, they pull in the sidewalks. Out here, they got bowling alleys that don't close down till 9 or 10 at night.
Gad, it's another Barbary Coast.
You take me, for instance. I'd rather bowl than eat. Even got my own bowling ball.
Well, I hope the two of you will be very happy.
Now, don't get the idea that that's all you can do out here at night is bowl. No, sirree, Bob. Tell me, you play bingo?
No, I've led a very sheltered life.
Now, you talk about excitement.
Who was talking about excitement?
Well, about 6 years from come April, a fellow and his wife rush into my cab, see, and he yells, Santa Monica Maternity Hospital, quick. Never made it. Halfway there, it happened. Baby was born right in this cab, right where you're sitting. 8-pound boy. Well, sir, a year later to the day, another husband and wife hailed me. Seen at 11 in the hospital, he yells. Never made it. 6-pound girl right here in the cab. Right where you're sitting.
Good.
Say,
What?
You two married?
My dear man, I assure you, you have nothing to worry about. Please, I've got to get to Empire Studios. Hurry, will you?
You people from the East every time. Hurry, 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 hurry. We folks out here take it easy. We have a saying, haste a manana.
Haste a manana.
Yeah, haste a manana means tomorrow you may die.
From boredom. Yeah. Right here in this cab. Right where I'm sitting.
Would you like to see a few sights?
No.
Well, it's only a few blocks out of the way. I'll show you where I bowl.
No. The temptation is almost overpowering, but I'm fighting it off. Get us to the Empire Studios.
Oh, no, we're going gonna get there. We'll get there. Mona Lisa, man, I've named you Mona. Say, you know, I just thought of it. You know what would be a smart thing for you folks to do?
Yes, get out of this cab.
Now, you ought to get out there and see that Forest Lawn Cemetery.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, but we'll let you know when we're ready.
It's a beautiful place for you.
For you.
Oh, that forest land. Them mountains on one side, those flowers and plants, them marble mausoleums gleaming in the sun. Everything's so nice and peaceful.
That's living.
Well, how about it? It's not far out of the way.
No, just get us to the studio. An hour late already.
Hey, hold it. Stop.
Agnes.
There's a movie star's home. Wow, isn't it gorgeous? Whose is it?
Oh, that's a bowling alley. How about it, huh?
How about what?
Like to bowl a couple of strings? Got the ball right with me.
No, but if you'd like to stop and bowl, why can't we drop you off and drive on?
Oh, boy, wouldn't I like to stop off and bowl. The young lady seems to be interested in seeing some movie stars' homes. Now, Buster Crab has a little place.
Never mind.
You know, sightseeing buses, the movie stars' home, that's where the real big money is. I'm saving up for my own bus.
How interesting. Now, get us to the studio quick.
Yes, yes. Okay. Be there in a minute. I'll just cut across Ventura over to Alta. Say, what was that studio again?
Oh, no.
There's your studio, Pico and Sepulveda.
Hey, Mr. Montague, wake up. We're here.
What is it?
We're here. There's the studio.
I don't believe it. It must be a mirage. I'm sure in a minute it'll disappear and we'll be back on Los Feliz.
Well, come on, let's get out of this cab.
I sort of hate to do it. Like leaving home. After all, we've been living in it for 6 hours.
Walking into the studio. Quick, my smelling salts. It's May Bush.
Agnes. Oh, Agnes. All right, driver. How much do I owe you?
Well, now, let's see. Call it $14 even.
$14?
Well, it would be a lot more, but I stopped the meter while I was showing you around Forest Lawn.
All right. I was trapped. Here's your money. Agnes, let's go.
Hey.
What is it?
I didn't know who you were. I just recognized you.
You did?
Are you kidding? Oh, boy, wait till I tell my wife I've been driving around all day with Gabby Hayes.
Here was a day well wasted.
You're not kidding. Come on, let's go in here. Here's the main door.
Let's go in.
Hey, look, there goes Sabu. Hey, Mr. Sabu. Autograph, Mr. Sabu. Hey!
Oh, Agnes, come back. Watch out for an elephant. Why did I bring her? Oh, well, may all turn out for the good. She might get stepped on. I'd better go in and get the fuss over with.
Yes, sir?
Well, here I am.
And who are you?
You may tell the big brains of this enterprise that Edwin Montague has arrived.
Just what do you do, Mr. Montague?
I'm a tap dancer.
Thank you.
My dear young man, I am Edwin Montague of the New York Theater, who was dragged out here by your studio to make a motion picture of Shakespeare's great play, Macbeth.
This studio is going to make Macbeth?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Here goes another wage cut. Will you please wait in the waiting room, Mr. Montague?
Oh, no.
And here's a magazine to read. The latest issue of Screen Confessions.
Thank you. What luck. My copy hadn't arrived this month. By the way, if a woman by the name of Agnes is scraped off the bottom of an elephant's foot, put a tag on what's left. I'll pick it up on the way out. Through here?
Yes, sir.
More sitting around. Oh, why did I ever leave Forest Lawn? Compared to this place, Forest Lawn was jazzy. Let's see this magazine. This article looks interesting. How I Found True Happiness in Marriage by Elizabeth Taylor. I wonder who she is. Well, as long as she's happy. Whose picture is this? Marie Wilson. Gad. It says, recently divorced Marie Wilson declares, I am now looking for a man who will love me only for my mind. That'll be a search. What's this?
Pardon me.
Yeah?
Mr. Montague, you won't remember me, but when you did Hamlet back in 1935, I was the third assistant stage manager. My name is Walter Lott.
Oh, a pleasure, Mr. Lott. I never expected to meet anyone who was even minutely exposed to culture in Hollywood. Visiting?
Well, no. You see, I'm with this studio. I'm a director.
Shame on you.
Gosh, Mr. Montague, I'm so sorry to see you like this.
Like what?
Well, the magnificent Montague of the theater, hanging around looking for extra work.
Extra work?
Oh, it's unfair. It's a dirty, rotten shame. You gave your life to the theater, and now you have to come begging for a day's work.
I assure you, I am doing very well. This studio practically shanghaied me out here. They're starring me in Macbeth.
Macbeth? This studio? Oh, Mr. Montague, you must be hungry. Let me buy you a meal.
No, no. No, thanks. I had a cheeseburger at Forest Lawn. I tell you, I'm out here to do Macbeth. Take me to someone in charge of this asylum.
Mr. Montague, are you serious?
I assure you, I didn't drag my body 3,000 miles as the super chief flies just for the orange juice. Now you're going to take me to the head of this studio, or must I wait for visiting day?
Macbeth. Mr. Montague, you come with me. I'm taking you right to B.B. himself.
Thank you.
Through this door.
Thank you.
This way. Here's his private office. Let's go in. Hello, B.B. I want
Hold
you to
it, Walt.
Yes, B.B.?
Where's Korngold?
He's in New York.
New York? What's he doing in New York?
You sent him out this morning.
Well, get him back here right away. Columbia's cleaning up with Vaughn yesterday. We're starting shooting tomorrow on a new picture. Vaughn the day before yesterday.
Okay, B.B.
What's up, Walt?
B.B., I want you to meet one of the greatest actors of the American theater.
Walt, you delivered him. You got him here. Ho-ho! Wait till Republic Pictures wakes up tomorrow and finds out we got Gabby Hayes.
Oh, no.
What's with the oh, no? We'll double what you got at Republic. Walt, talk to him.
B.B., you see, this isn't Gabby Hayes. You see, this is the greatest actor in the world, the famous Edwin Montague. You've heard of the magnificent Montague.
Yeah. I always thought it was a horse.
A horse? My dear man, I have an overwhelming desire to puncture your eardrum and let the air out of that balloon head.
Mr. Montague...
And all the insufferable, stupid fools.
Walter, I like this boy. I like his spirit. Buy him. Buy me that boy. I must have that boy.
But, B.B., this...
He's a natural for the comedy bellhop and ladies' night at the YMCA.
A bellhop. I am reaching new heights.
But, B.B., this...
Quiet.
B.B.?
Where's Korngold?
Just left New York for Hollywood.
Well, catch him in Chicago and send him back to New York to buy that ladies' night story. Tell him we're desperate. The sky's the limit. Up to $200.
Check, B.B.
B.B., Mr. Montague came here for Macbeth.
I don't care. We'll pay him double what Macbeth is willing to pay him. Buy me. Buy me that boy. I want that boy.
But Macbeth Mr. Montague, show B.B., show him Macbeth.
Macbeth, Act 5, Scene 8. I will not yield to kiss the ground before young Malcolm's feet. I throw my warlike shield, Leon Macduff. Ho-ho!
B.B.?
Where's Korngold?
He's on his way back to New York.
What is he doing, chasing dames? I want him on the lot tomorrow. We're finally going ahead with Way Down in the Ozarks. We found a hard caller.
Look, B.B., listen. Mr. Montague came out here to do Macbeth. It's a play by William Shakespeare.
Well, get it for him. Buy it. I like this boy. When I like someone, anything they want, they can have. You want Macbeth? Buy it for him. I want my boy to be happy.
Buy it? You...
BB?
Where's Congo?
Just landed in Chicago.
He's always in Chicago. Tell him to get hold of a writer called Bill Shakespeare. Bring him to Hollywood. I'd like to see this Shakespeare in my office tomorrow morning.
So would I.
Like the way I work, huh? Anything for my boy, and you're my boy.
Phoebe, for heaven's sakes, look, Shakespeare is dead.
Phoebe?
Where's Congo?
He just left Chicago.
What has he always got against Chicago? Contact him on the plane. Tell him Shakespeare is dead. He can release it to the newspapers. There's something dignified. The studio regrets the untimely death of William Shakespeare. You know, get in a couple of plugs for the picture. Send flowers.
Got it.
Yeah, tell him to trace down Shakespeare's widow and buy Macbeth from her. Now tell him for Pete's sake, just for once, not to go on the make. She just buried her husband.
Check, BB.
There it is. You asked for it, Montague. You got your Macbeth. You're my boy, and for my boy, anything.
BB, listen. Macbeth is a kind of a play. It's
yeah,
a...
what's it about? King Kong type of thing? We got a great monkey on the lot.
Could he ever feel more at home?
B.B., Macbeth is a...
Allow me to explain. Look, B.B.
What's with this B.B.?
Just call me B. Look, B. Macbeth is a classic.
About the conductor derby?
No, this is the story of an ancient Scotch king.
Hold it. Hold it, hold it. Is there a dame in it?
Yes, Lady Macbeth.
Oh, oh.
Where's Congo?
Who needs Congo? This is my discovery.
Discovery?
What a day for the studio. I got the dame for Lady Macbeth. She'll be sensational. That's all, just discovered it today.
BB?
Did you find a name for our new discovery?
Yes, Bubbles Borden.
Bubbles Borden. Terrific.
Bubbles Borden as Lady Macbeth.
You don't like the name? Change it. You're my boy. Anything for you. Send in Bubbles Borden. Mr. Montague, meet your Lady Macbeth. Agnes.
Mr. Montague, get me out of here. These guys are nuts.
You two know each other? Get romance items in all the columns.
Now wait a minute before the proper authority drops a net on all of us and carts us away. Why do you want to do Macbeth?
Yeah, BB, we're a tiny little studio. Why Macbeth?
You think I'm dumb? I just read the announcement of Empire Pictures across the street is making Macbeth with some new star, Raoul Randolph. We'll make it with Montague in 2 days and beat him to the punch.
Oh, no, I'm in the wrong studio. Let's get out of here, Agnes.
Coming.
Now, wait a minute. Wait, my boy.
Way out, Agnes.
I'm with you.
How did you ever get involved?
Who knows? I was halfway up the elephant to get Sabu's autograph when some guy yelled, "Buy me that girl," and slam bam, alakazam, I was Bubbles Borden at $25 a week.
What an outfit. They offered me 50.
You going to check into Empire?
Not today. I don't want to hear another word about Hollywood, stars, or pictures as long as I live. Let's get home.
There's a cab.
So no cabs. Here, get on this bus.
Okay.
And now, folks, the first movie star at home that you're going to see on this sightseeing bus is the home of Buster Crabbe.
Oh, no! My money! He bought the bus.
And as an added treat, I'm taking you all to Forest Lawn, the most beautiful cemetery in the world.
Will you talk to me, Bubbles?
Yes, Raoul.
Hooray for Hollywood.
Join us again next Friday at this same time for another visit with The Magnificent Montague, starring Monty Woolley. Created and directed by Nat Hiken and written by Nat Hiken and Billy Friedberg. Ann Seymour was Lily, Pert Kelton was Agnes. Included in tonight's cast were Alan Reed as B.B., Peter Leeds as the receptionist, and Jim Backus as the cab driver. This is Eddie King saying stay tuned for Duffy's Tavern, which follows immediately.
Preceding was transcribed. Spend a pleasant half hour at Duffy's Tavern next on NBC.